Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it because we got a lot to talk about. A Houston father let his daughter drive a car, ended up killing a man and a dog.
Police say Thomas Mejia Toll let his daughter get behind the wheel of a Ford Explorer and drive in their apartment complex parking lot yesterday. She apparently hit the gas pedal too hard, ran into a man who was walking his dogs. The man and one of the dogs were killed. The dad charged with criminally negligent homicide and endangering a child.
Obviously, nobody intended for that to happen, but it's just like, what were you thinking? Obviously, you weren't, right?
I just don't understand that. Like, I thought it was I thought it was a big deal when my parents, like, let me drive around a parking lot when I was, like, 16 before I had my full license. And that's 16 years old. Like, a 12-year-old, there's a reason why there's, like, a license age requirement in place.
Liv shouldn't even be allowed to drive right now at her age. I mean, no, but sad. That girl probably is going through a lot, too. So thoughts to her and the family that has affected that man and the dog that passed away. Wisconsin family, this is another reason why I don't like to eat lettuce, even though Liv lives off of it. A Wisconsin family found a live frog in their store-bought salad, and the store and company confirmed that it's possible, yeah, this stuff happens. Of course it can. Simple Truth has apologized, but here's the family talking about it.
I'm across the room, and I hear a shriek.
Oh, my God, it's literally alive.
And a thud, and my brother looks at her and goes, Mom, why is there a frog in the salad? Holy moly, this is happening. I'm thinking, one, what the heck? How did that get in there? And two, that is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal, and at least it was alive. Would you rather have a dead frog or a live frog? I'd rather have a live one.
I'd rather have a live one, but either way, I'm not eating that salad.
Oh, for sure. Another reason not to. All right, they've kind of canceled the Facebook event where we're going to go see them aliens in Storm Area 51.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, the guy canceled it. Doesn't mean it's still not going to happen, but there is something, if you're in that area and you're looking for some love, there's an alien-themed brothel. It opens near Area 51. The Alien Cat House is a legal brothel and has opened in Nevada close to Area 51. The Alien Cat House offers sci-fi enthusiasts alien abductions, theme rooms, along with traditional services. Pork chop, check this out.
And any kind of kinky stuff that you want, from spankings to probings, they're available right in this room.
Oh my gosh.
I'm okay, thank you.
You don't want a probing?
No probings.
Wait, that's
spankings.
So funny.
We that are a so destination funny. Resort as well as a brothel. We have karaoke, we have free Wi-Fi, we have all kinds of...
Wait a minute. Free Wi-Fi and probings? Sign me up!
I mean, they hit the marketing jackpot on this.
Things for you to do because people come here and they stay because this is a sex vacation resort.
Hey, man, I don't knock it. To each their own. That's not my thing, but very interesting. All right, on a serious note, I think this is really, really cool that this is happening. The federal government hopes that 988 will make the National Crisis Hotline easier to reach. They also hope it will help reduce the number of suicides. Right now, the National Suicide Prevention Line has a 10-digit number, thanks to logic. People at least have an idea what it is. That number is 800-273-TALK. An FCC chairman says that they intend to start the process to make 988 happen, but it's expected to take months. But I think that's genius. Out of all the stupid stuff that happens and laws and things that are made, I think this is great. I don't even like the FCC because I've gotten in trouble for stuff I've said on the radio, but...
Good for them.
I just think this is really, really cool. So something to look out for in the future. 988, hopefully in the next couple of months, will be the new number for the suicide prevention hotline. And I just think it's a really cool story I wanted to share with you right there. And I really like this song. I really like that song. And finally, this is a photo you have to see. We're going to put a swipe up link for you for Joe's Need to Know News on our Instagram story, Radio Now AM Show. A 23-year-old man cut his hair for the first time in 15 years in order to join the Army. He ended up donating, guys, 150 inches of hair to Locks of Love.
Oh, my. 150
Liv,
inches?
It's like cousin it, but a dude. You've got to see.
What?
I'll show you the photo, and I'm going to put it up on the Need to Know News blog in just a second. It is incredible how long this guy's hair was, and he cut it to go into the Army. So
wow.
And all is available online at just search for Joe's Need to Know News.